On icy change at the Almanac last week, Paddy Keach Fetter noticed some aspen trees along Kebler Pass had already started turning yellow. Paddy lived in Crested Butte for 20 years before moving to Paonia last year. I asked her when she's used to seeing the leaves change.
Well, the peak season for the color change always is like the second and third week of September is when it's gold and orange and every color under the sun up there. And this year, two Sundays ago, when we were driving over Kebler, I noticed the fog, and it always reminds me of fall when that happens. And then the following week, this past Sunday, I actually saw leaves had changed. So I feel like we're already in the fall mode, even though it's not anywhere near fall.
Any leaf yellowing or drop in July or early August is probably stress-driven rather than actually seasonal changes.
That's William Anderegg, a researcher at Stanford University studying the future of forests in the U.S. Born in southwestern Colorado, he's particularly concerned with the impacts of drought, insects, and wildfire on aspen trees.
There's been a recent widespread die-off of aspen trees in western Colorado and around the western U.S. in the last decade. And we've been trying to get to the bottom of what's going on in sudden aspen decline. Why are they dying? How are drought and climate change playing a role?
He says the early yellowing Paddy noticed may indeed be unusual. In a normal year, leaves start changing colors due to colder nights and morning frosts. But in drier years like this one, those changes can mean leaves are simply worn out.
Aspens, when they get stressed by drought, can sort of turn parts or even all of their canopy yellow earlier in the year. And I think of it as sort of like calling it quits for the summer because they're so stressed. If you're seeing yellow leaves this earlier in the year, early in August, it's certainly not this cold nights phenomenon. It's probably more related to drought stress.
Patty says she's also noticed changes in the wildflowers. This year, they showed up early and suddenly.
They all seemed to be peaking at the same time. The wildflowers were all in bloom like all at once. It just seems like there is a shift.
Anderegg says this seemingly earlier start to fall, earlier wildflowers, colder nights, and yellow leaves in August, is most likely linked to the past couple years of drought.
This is really what we can think of as a drought of the future, a climate change type drought.
He says the changes that Paddy has noticed are part of a bigger climate shift across the West, where early snowpack runoff in the spring and the hot, dry beginnings of summer are causing droughts to kick in earlier and spread faster.
This is a slightly more benign signal of changing colors earlier and getting early fall colors, but I think you don't have to go very far on any Colorado highway just to see large amounts of dead trees, which I think is a much more saddening and serious change effect of climate change that we're already seeing.
Anderegg and his colleagues are trying to predict that future by studying the current drought in detail. They created an online database similar to IC Change called the Drought Open Source Ecology Project, where scientists and citizens can observe and measure drought effects in their own backyards. Anderegg hopes this kind of on-the-ground, real-time monitoring will help scientists better understand just how concerned we should be for the future of the Western landscape. For IC Change and theAlmanac.org, I'm Travis Bubinick.